Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. The latest government figures show that close to 46 million Americans are now relying on food stamps just to survive. In a population of just over 300 million, that's quite a percentage and a new record. To discuss the increase, I'm joined by Alan Shannon. He's the Public Affairs Director for the Midwest Region USDA Food and Nutrition Services. Thank you for joining me, Alan.
Thanks for having me.
This seems like this should be front page news. How sharp of an increase have we seen in the food stamp program? Have the numbers dramatically picked up in the last several years?
I wouldn't say dramatically. It's been a steady increase since the beginning of the recession in 2008. So we've seen 31 months of gradual growth and participation in the program.
Now, this is a record level, which leads to the question, what happens if these numbers keep going up? Is the program funded in the way to be able to withstand an increasing number of people getting food stamps?
Congress provides funding, so as many people as become eligible are able to tap into the program. It's really the first line of defense against hunger in the country, and so it's designed to really prevent people from falling off the cliff. So if you lose your job and you can't find another one, you're able to at least, at the very least, get something to eat. And it's a supplemental program. That's why it's called SNAP Now, which is Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. And that means that it's supposed to supplement whatever other income or resources you have in order to get food for the month. And it's based on a thrifty food plan and not to use governmentees, but what that means is if you're using your dollars the most wisely, shopping very wisely, that you will be able to purchase healthy food that is going to get you partway through the month. And that's what this program provides as a supplement for people.
Now, are food stamps available to anybody that requests them, or do you have to qualify somehow?
You have to qualify. So every state has its own application procedure. So USDA, we're actually very small. We're lean and mean, and our states and partners administer these programs. We get a lot of help from a lot of partners, from food banks to churches to anti-hunger organizations, and they help inform the communities about our programs, and then our state and county partners actually administer the program. So you have to go to a local office. A lot of our states have taken up the charge to also become leaner and meaner, and they have online application systems. Some of our states, you can report changes. You can do the whole application process online. Mm-hmm. Some of them have call centers, so that instead of going into the office all the time, you can actually pick up the phone and talk to someone to report a change or if you have questions about your case.
And how much financial assistance for food is offered? And are there any restrictions to the type of items that a person can buy with food stamps?
Let me take your first question, and that is how much people receive, because there's a lot of misinformation out there. The average SNAP household received a monthly benefit of $272. So, and when you're looking at an individual, it's less than that, because we're talking about a household here. So, let's see, the minimum benefit was $14 during the first half of last year, and then during ARRA, during the stimulus, it was increased to $16. So most households, 81%, that received the minimum benefit contained elderly or disabled members.
But you said $14 or $16?
Yeah, that's sort of on the low end. So those households, generally one person that are elderly or disabled, they tend to receive lower amounts of benefit. So,
is that daily then?
That's for the month.
$14 for the month?
Yeah, I mean, that's a small percentage, but a lot of people aren't aware that there are households out there that do receive that small of an amount of benefits.
Amazing.
Based on what their income is. So, but the average SNAP household receives
$272.
Yes, okay. So, and the maximum benefit for a family of four is $588.
I'm talking to Alan Shannon. He's the Public Affairs Director for the Midwest Region USDA Food and Nutrition Services. Now, from my understanding, the food stamps are now essentially a debit card that can be used in a store. Are there any concerns that sometimes these this money can be used in ways that for items other than food, such as liquor or cigarettes?
No, they cannot be used for liquor or cigarettes or for toothpaste or deodorant. They're strictly for food. You can purchase seeds with them to actually grow food, but you cannot purchase cigarette or alcohol with them. And we do have investigators, and we work with state partners and our Office of Inspector General to actually investigate stores where we receive a report that, say, a store is allowing a recipient to purchase alcohol or cigarettes. It's very rare, but we do have investigators that look into that, and we do disqualify stores that are found to have actually done this.
You know, we hear the economy is no longer in a recession. Although, from the perspective of the USDA, when you see the food stamp program continuing to grow, and now with 46 million, almost 46 million Americans on the program, is that a clear indication that for many things are not improving at all?
I couldn't comment on that because I'm with the Department of Agriculture and I know our food programs. I don't know economic policy or labor, but the program was designed by Congress to expand during times of need. So it's doing exactly what it's intended to do when we hit a recession, and it did the same thing in the 90s, is it expanded again to keep households from falling off the cliff so that they can get food on the table for their kids and for their family. And that's what's happening right now. I couldn't tell you about the economic figures. I know that I saw on the news today that they reported that there were jobs added. The latest data showed that. But, you know, there are a lot of people that previously had higher incomes. They worked in jobs that paid more, and they're what we call underemployed. So we have some of those people that are participating in SNAP because they don't make as much money as they used to, and they're finding it hard to feed their kids. So they're able to use SNAP to do that. And
Gotcha. Here's what I want to ask you. About how much is the federal government spending on the food stamp program?
Well, the total cost for 2010 for the U.S. was a little over $68
billion. $58 billion, you said?
$68
billion. My goodness. So that, and in terms of the cost, has that, can you give me a sense of how much that was approximately 10 years ago?
Total cost was about $17
billion. No kidding. So we've gone from $17 billion to $68 billion in a decade.
Yeah, and keep
that's
in mind, though, that was not during a recession.
I see. That's a bit disheartening. Do you think the public is giving enough attention to this incredible trend?
I can't say whether they are or not. I know that some of our partners, food banks, who we also provide food and funding for, have become some of our biggest supporters, because if people aren't signing up for SNAP, if they're not signing up for food stamps, then they're going to food banks, and food banks have been really slammed during this recession. So I think that with any of these challenges that were confronted, people could always do more, but a lot of people are really stepping up to the plate. And one of the things that people can do is sort of address the stigma. People are on SNAP because they need to be, because they need to feed their kids. And for most people, it's a temporary condition. Our average length of time on the program is 14 months. And that's a little longer than it had been before the recession. So for most people, this is just to stop them from falling off the cliff and experiencing hunger. And 50% of our participation is children. So this is a vital program to ensuring that the next generation is well-fed and ready, really, to take the reins in another 15 or 20 years. And if we're not feeding them and making sure that they don't experience hunger, we're going to be in trouble.
We still hear of children in this country who are underfed and are not getting the proper amount of nutrition. Do you think the food stamp program, as large as it is now and as large as it's grown, is it really sufficient, or should there be more resources put into the program?
I can't really comment on that. I can say that SNAP does help, and when I'm out in the community talking to people, I'll talk to SNAP participants, and I know that it does help. It helps them get food on the table, and we've done a lot of things. We partner with farmers markets, too, and we've gotten a lot more farmers markets enrolled, and some of these markets have partnered with foundations that provide double benefits for SNAP customers that shop at the market, so they get twice as many vegetables or stalks of broccoli, and that really helps when we have partners like that that enable our SNAP participants to buy even more. But I could just say that I know that the program does help people, and it's helping put food on the table for a lot of American families now.
Alan Shannon, the Public Affairs Director for the Midwest Region USDA Food and Nutrition Services. Thank you for joining me, Alan.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we'll be back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.